Most Arkansas students ended their sweltering summer holiday and returned to the cool classroom last week. But are they better for it? A three-month break in the middle of the year is a lot, but it's not without advantages, as Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon reports.
Good morning.
Last week, Arkansas students were yanked from their laissez-faire summers and stuffed back in the classroom. But at East End Charter School in Little Rock, last week was just week five of the new school year. East End students got only June and about half of July off. And senior Jones McConnell says that helps students think of their learning as continuous.
The fact that we could go year-round, we have more time to reflect on our education from last year and actually implement it this year.
When East End's charter was granted 9 years ago, it was really important students not get so long a summer vacation that teachers have to reteach May's curriculum in September. Here's Director John Bacon.
What we tried to do was to look at what's an appropriate time in the summer to give our kids and our teachers a break, but to not have that kind of summer learning loss. And what we figured out was about a 5 to 6 week break.
If you think about it, the question maybe shouldn't be how much summer to make free for kids, but why make it free at all? School's good, so more school should be better. Our kids should go to school as much as our parents go to work.
The term year-round frightens people. If a child, you hear year-round, a child's going to say, oh my gosh, my mom and dad are always working. I'm going to be in school 300-plus days a year. No, that's not the case.
That's David Hornack. He's president of the National Association for Year-Round Education. And as you can hear, even he's not for year-round school.
We are advocates for repurposing the 180 school days that the majority of American schools are open across the calendar year, and in that, reducing the amount of summer to no longer than 6 weeks.
So his school calendar would give students a full month off in the summer, say July, and then a 15-day holiday each of the other three seasons. Now, J. Philip Green would disagree with him. He's a distinguished professor of education at the University of Arkansas, and he really likes summer self-determination.
Sure, classroom instruction is good, but other things are good, too. We want some sort of appropriate balance for kids. If we prioritize classroom instruction alone, it's probably going to lead to too much.
Green says there's just as much instruction and benefit to things like arts camps, language immersion trips, summer workshops, even athletic practices. He says he has science to back it up, but he has something better than that. He has rich people.
Rich folks could enroll their kids in school in the summer. They don't, generally. They send their kids to summer camp. They go on family vacations. Why do they do those things? They might know something, right? Don't undersell them. They have a lot invested in this.
16-year-old Abigail Harris's last summer had all the enrichment J. Philip Green would want for her, but in the window John Bacon or David Hornack would allow. Was she stymied by her six-week summer?
Absolutely not. My parents made sure that we pack everything into that short summer break. I went to my summer camp for 2 weeks. I went to Guatemala for 1 week on a mission trip, and then I participated in a theater academy for 3 weeks at the Art Center.
Across the cafeteria, 14-year-old Colin Scott's more of a traditionalist. And in the tradition of every kid ever, he says parents just don't understand.
Even though parents say that we need to focus on our work every day, we get that, but we still also want our freedom.
They're keeping you from your freedom?
I guess, kind of.
For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Bobby Ampazon.